Well, morning, everybody. I am on my way to my walk, 14-mile walk, which is for Hope for Justice. As I said, we'll be tweeting or audio booing or whatever throughout the day. Basically, going to walk 14 miles for Hope for Justice. And Lynette,
yes.
I'm doing a little recording that I can publish to Twitter.
Yes.
So can you tell me about Hope for Justice?
Hope for Justice is an organisation in the UK. You may have heard about a man called Ben Cooley, who is the chair. And it is active to stop human trafficking in the UK, which includes prostitution, slavery of children and child labour. If you would like to support Hope for Justice, please go to
www.justgiving.com/.uk. Oh, yeah. No, I've got to give my address, because I've got a Just Giving page.
For information.
Oh, so www.hopeforjustice.org.uk,
and you will get information about the organisation. Today we're doing Walk for Justice,
yes,
from Tyburn to Rubery in aid of Hope for Justice to fundraise. These funds will go towards legal fees and fees paying for detectives to go into places to set free all the people who are trapped in slavery. Please come and support us.
Yes, well, some might and some might not, because this is going all over the place. Some are in America, some are in... So how far is Tyburn to Tyburn Road? You know, that's obviously very local area. It's Tyburn to Rubery. If you're a global listener, how far is that? It's about 40 miles.
Approximately 15 miles.
15 miles, yeah.
And we will be walking that during today.
Wow. So, well, say wow, because I'm hoping to walk all of it. So as Lynette said, it's that
www.hopeforjustice.org.uk
for information. But if you want to get to my Just Giving page, which Just Giving is a way of, obviously, you through PayPal or your credit card, debit card, giving to me, so in order that I can, you know, that giving to my page, should I say, then you can go to www.justgiving.com/hopowalk, which is HOPOWALK. So www.justgiving.com/HOPOWALK, and you'll see my makeshift page there, but the most important thing is that you actually give if you want to, and it's a very worthwhile cause, because a lot of people think that this kind of trafficking doesn't go, oh, it couldn't go on in Britain, you know, we're all lovely and whatever, but it does. And obviously the UK, I suppose it's a way of getting people through to Europe and all the rest of it, so it's not a good situation, really, and it's why we're standing for it. And I think it's about 100 people doing the walk altogether, isn't there? So about 100 people doing the walk, including Lynette, who's not from round these parts, but she's Irish. Oh, she's Irish now. Is that yourself? That's it, that's safe, isn't it? Is that yourself? So yeah, Lynette at the moment is doing stuff in Ireland, but she's actually from South Africa, if you didn't notice already. But she's getting a bit of a Birmingham twang as well, which I think is good. So www.justgiving.com/hopowalk. It would be awesome if you could consider sponsoring it, especially if you go and read what sort of stuff's going on there, in terms of the work they do and in terms of the rescue attempts they're making. And this isn't some fly-by-night charity, you know, they're well supported and they're well organised, and you know, it's all about social justice, really, I think. And I think it's a worthy thing to be part of, and I'm happy to be a part of it. So as I said, I'll be doing audio booths throughout the day, and we'll speak to you soon while we're on the walk, and I'll use Runkeeper or something to show that I've done the walk and all that business. So alright then, everyone, I'll speak to you soon. Thanks a lot for listening to this impromptu audio boo, and there will be more. I'll speak to you soon. Bye bye.